So, Coach, we're getting into the last non-conference weekend, getting into the meat of Hockey East play. You've had some really good things happen this year. You've had some things I know that are not high on your list on accomplishments, but if you could sort of assess where you think the team is now compared to last year and what you're most focused on.
Yeah, I think, for the most part, the first half, I think, at least we had like a standard of work ethic that was, that we could rely on, and we're not a team that's, just goes out and says, hey, we got three or four guys that are going to win the game for us every night. Like, we have to have everybody going every single night. And when we do that, I think we're a team that can beat anybody. And I think we've proven that. The other side of that is it's like we have to maintain at all times like a super high level of focus. And I don't think we did that last weekend. And it's probably not fair after I made a mistake by letting our guys go home for two straight weeks. Usually the way that the calendar fell this year, usually you get 7 to 10 days, they go back. They were gone for 2 weeks. And about a week into it, I'm sitting there going, I didn't think this through very well, And it showed against Colgate. We were not sharp. Our intensity wasn't there. We're not a pro hockey team where our guys go back and they have their personal trainers and they can come back and they're in the same, they lost their mental edge a little bit. And that's on me. It's not necessarily on them. It was a little better on Saturday than it was Friday, but it wasn't good enough. And so it's a learning lesson for me. And, I like the foundation that we've built in the last year. I think we have a really good foundation of players that we're working with right now, and I'm really excited about the future of where we're going to go. And I'd like to tell you, hey, we're going to go on this run and finish the top half of Hockey East and get a home. That's the goal for us. I'd be lying to you if I think that's going to depend again on how tight we can keep our focus and our work ethic every single night. Like, I've never had a team that relies on that as much as we do, and that's really what we are, which is fun, which makes it fun for us.
One of the things I noticed in watching the games, both here and the games I've seen on TV, for a change, we're not getting outshot every night.
Yeah.
And there's been a big improvement there. Shot selection still an issue?
I don't think it's shot selection. We lack a ruthless mentality around the net. I don't watch Saturday night. Like, we had six chances to win the game. We had one goal called back in overtime, breakaways, 2-on-1s. And, I don't think that's a shot selection thing. It's like, can we just put the puck in the net?
Right.
You look at our power play has struggled at times. We're trying to develop goal scorers and we end up having to manufacture goals, shot, rebound, get it off our chest, and that's fine. If we're going to take a step and become a pretty good team rather than just an okay team, we're going to have some guys step up and be like, hey, I'm going to take the responsibility to put this puck in the back of the net rather than just, hey, let me flub it into the goalie's stomach or wide or whatever the case may be. So it's more of a mentality. I think a lot of this stuff is with our team now is mental. That's going, changing our mindset of things. Rather, like, okay, at least we're competing now and we're not getting outshot by 20 shots.
Right.
We're actually doing that to a lot of teams now. It hasn't changed the results as much as it should have, and that's the mental side of it that we need to change.
One of the things I've been impressed with this year is how you've integrated so many freshmen so quickly. I mean, obviously you brought in some good players. There's no doubt about that. What I also really have noticed is the way that the more veteran players, when they're with the freshmen, it doesn't seem like, okay, you've got three juniors out there and two freshmen. It seems like they're all playing at the same level. How hard has that been to integrate?
I think a lot of it, like how fast some of those young guys have come along, goes back to them coming here in the summer. And it's not necessarily like we weren't on the ice doing X's and O's stuff or anything, but they got to know each other. They trust each other. So we had that 6-week period there. Basically our whole team was here, July 10th. And they went all the way through, August 19th or 20th or whatever it was, had a little break, and then we started. So I think that they made the commitment to do that, and that hadn't happened here in a while, like as far as having a summer school program and like some structure for them with our Cody Fitzgerald did an unbelievable job, our strength coach. And then we had, you know, we had the Nordiques guys, Eric Soltis and Matt Pinchewski running our skill stuff, because we can't be like, that was such a big part of integrating those 16 new players that we have. And, you know, and the other piece of it is just opportunity. You know, like there, this opportunity like those guys are having right now doesn't exist in Hockey East outside of when there's a coaching change. Like,
right.
And I've been through that at many places before I got here. And that, like, it really doesn't. You're not going to walk into another Hockey East program that brings in 16 new players. You know, and as a freshman, like, opportunity is everything. You know, like, there may be shinier things other places and nicer locker rooms today, even though we're fixing all that too. But, like, at the end of the day, you have to be in the positions to give, to have the opportunity to become a big-time player and big-time hockey program. And these players have, some of them are doing way more than we ever thought. Some of them are doing the other, you know, or, like, you know, or haven't been what we were hoping, and you know, but there's still time, and you know, like the development piece is an everyday thing, but some of these guys are just taking advantage of an opportunity that they wouldn't have anywhere else, and it's fun to see.
It is. It's been fun to see him here. But I did want to ask you, you're looking at Alaska coming in, program that's been in a little bit of flux of late too. What do you think is their strength that you've got to pay most attention to?
Yeah, we were watching it this morning. Like, they swept Lowell last weekend, which that doesn't happen to Lowell ever. And so they're going to have a ton of confidence. I think they play within themselves. They don't beat themselves. Just watching watching the tape from last weekend, they make you go and beat them. And Lowell didn't do that. And, you know, I think, you know, so for us, it's going to be, we don't change a lot of what we do. We're not a team that's gonna, you know, change a lot of our X's and O's from week to week. It's, we really, really rely on our work ethic and our, you know, and our details. And they weren't good enough last week against Colgate for us to have a chance to beat Anchorage on Friday night. They're gonna have to be way better. And I think our players understand that. Can we get them back to where we were before the break? You know, like, we had played probably 10 really good games, and we didn't win all of them. All
right.
You know, but, like, even some of those games on the road, like our work ethic was phenomenal, you know, and we just, you know, whether we had a hard time scoring or, you know, like, we were playing some really good teams, obviously.
You're playing some good goalies, too.
We played some good goalies, and, you know, so, you know, those are frustrating games, but we have to get back to, like, we were not that in either one of those games last week. So we have to get back to that. It doesn't really, for us, it doesn't matter who we're playing. Like, it really doesn't, you know, like, you know, like, we either have that work ethic and we're going to be fine, or we don't, and we look silly like we did a little bit last weekend. And, you know, again, I'll take a lot of the blame for that, for how long our guys were off, and that's my fault, but that's what we're trying to get our line tight in the water again here, and that's where we fell off last week.
Well, it's good, Coach. Thank you so very much. I look forward to these weekly visits, and good luck against Anchorage, because I know you're going to need it, but I got a good feeling.
Thanks, Bruce. Good to see you.
Thank you.